Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Let's jump right in. The market took another step back today, making it three down days in a row. What's driving this pressure?
It's the classic good news is bad news scenario. We got a fire hose of strong economic data today that's forcing the market to rethink the path for rate cuts.
Strong data? Tell me more. I saw the indices, S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, both off by about 0.5%.
Exactly. Initial jobless claims came in much lower than expected, basically screaming that the labor market is still tight. Then you had Q2 GDP revised up to 3.8%, and durable goods orders crushed expectations. The economy is running hotter than the market wants.
So the Fed has less reason to cut rates aggressively.
You got it. The probability of an October cut dropped from nearly 92% down to about 85%, and the odds for another cut in December fell even more. The bond market felt it too, with the two-year yield popping up to 3.77%.
And we got mixed messages from Fed speakers, just to add to the confusion.
Total confusion. Kansas City Fed President Schmid said policy is where it needs to be, while Governor Moran is still talking about a series of cuts. The market hates that kind of uncertainty.
So, with that backdrop, where did the money flow? It feels like there was nowhere to hide.
It was tough. The weakness was broad. The equal-weighted S&P 500 actually underperformed the regular index, which tells you the pain was widespread beyond just the mega caps. Decliners swamped advancers.
But there had to be a bright spot, right?
Just one. The energy sector was the only group to finish in the green, up almost a full percent. It looks like bargain hunting after the sector has lagged all month. Names like Valero and Marathon Petroleum hit their best levels since April.
Okay, so energy is the lone wolf. What about the big losers?
The biggest pain was in healthcare, down 1.7%. Consumer discretionary and materials also took it on the chin, both down over 1%.
Let's talk about tech. The sector finished flat, but that doesn't tell the whole story, does it?
Not at all. It was a tale of two tapes. You had mega caps like Apple and Nvidia fighting back to close in the green, which helped lift the indexes off their lows. But the real story was Intel, which exploded higher by almost 9% on news of a potential investment from Apple.
Wow, a 9% move for a name that big is huge. On the flip side, I saw Oracle took a hit.
Yeah, Oracle dropped over 5%. And this is fascinating. It happened even as President Trump finalized the TikTok deal, where Oracle is a key investor. A classic sell-the-news reaction.
Let's pivot to earnings. It felt like a minefield out there. CarMax, what a disaster.
An absolute train wreck. The stock plummeted 20% after a massive miss on earnings and revenue. Same-store sales fell, snapping a four-quarter growth streak. They mismanaged their inventory, and credit quality in their financing arm is getting worse. Just a tough, tough quarter for them.
And it seemed like even good reports weren't getting rewarded.
That was the theme. Accenture and Jabil both beat expectations and still sold off. The market is just in a punishing mood right now. If your guidance isn't perfect, you're getting hit.
Okay, so that's the damage report. Let's get tactical. With all this conflicting action, what are you watching for continuation tomorrow? Where's the real strength?
The leadership is crystal clear. It's in semiconductors. While the broader tech sector was choppy, the semis showed incredible strength into the close. We saw what I'd call accumulation into the bell in names like TSM, ASML, and the leveraged ETF, SOXL. That's where the momentum is.
So you're watching the semi space for follow-through. What's a key level there?
For SOXL, the line in the sand is that 33.50 area. If it holds on any morning weakness, that's a bullish sign. Outside of semis, I'm watching large cap tech like IBM, which had a nice, steady bid into the close. It looks poised to break out over 282.
Interesting. And what about anticipation setups? Any names that are coiled for a potential move?
I've got my eye on some of the crypto-adjacent names. They've been beaten up, but a name like BKKT is on the watch list for a potential reversal. But you have to be careful. I'm avoiding the laggards. Names like Warner Brothers Discovery, or VNET, which showed heavy distribution into the close. I wouldn't touch those unless they show a major change in character.
Got it. So, looking ahead to tomorrow, what's the big catalyst and what are the key index levels we need to watch?
The entire market is holding its breath for the PCE price index tomorrow morning. That's the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. And another hot reading could really pour cold water on any remaining rate cut hopes.
And the lines in the sand for the indices?
For the S&P 500 via SPY, critical support is down around 650. We need to hold that. To the upside, resistance is at the 660 psychological level. For the NASDAQ via QQQ, support is at 590, with resistance just above at 595. A clean break of those resistance levels could bring the bulls back in force.
So the market is at a critical juncture. We have a strong economy fighting against rate cut hopes, with the PCE report tomorrow likely to be the tiebreaker. But beneath the surface, there are clear pockets of strength in semis and energy for traders to focus on.
That's the perfect summary. It's a selective market. You can't just buy the index. You have to pick your spots.
Great insights. That's our prep. Thanks for listening, and trade smart out there.